This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian mercenary Chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as one of 10 passengers on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors, Russian authorities said. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Prigozhin soared in prominence after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. The 62-year-old's fighters led the assault on the city of Bakhmut in the longest and bloodiest battle of the war. In June, he spearheaded a mutiny against Russia's top army brass. President Vladimir Putin said that move could have tipped the country into civil war. He was supposed to move to neighboring Belarus under an apparent deal to end the mutiny.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Serbia on Wednesday joined a Ukraine-led platform on the reintegration of Crimea, signaling a swing away from Russia, a historical ally and its sole supplier of natural gas. The move comes a day after a meeting of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his Serbian counterpart Alexander Vučić in Athens, described by both leaders as good and open. Frustrated voters waited patiently in queues, snaking out of polling stations in Zimbabwe's capital on Wednesday afternoon after severe delays with ballot paper deliveries caused many to wait from dawn until late afternoon when ballots were finally delivered.
Ballot papers are supposed to be at polling stations 48 hours before the election starts. And come the election day, there is no ballot papers. We have to wait here for 12 hours and there are no ballot papers.
The Electoral Commission blamed the delays on late printing of ballot papers caused by court challenges. This is VOA News. Greece's Supreme Court has ordered an urgent investigation into racist attacks stemming from the outbreak of ferocious wildfires in the country's northeast border areas. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Search teams found the bodies of 18 migrants who had been burnt beyond recognition in a wooded area that had gone up in flames in Alexandroupolis, bordering Turkey. In a separate case, a man was arrested late Tuesday after posting a social media video showing 13 Syrian and Pakistani migrants all handcuffed and visibly frightened. Vigilantes are ubiquitous in Greece's rugged northeast border areas, which are key crossing points for thousands of asylum seekers sneaking into the country from neighboring Turkey. Antikara Sava, VOA News, Athens.
School children who were rescued from a broken cable car dangling high above a valley in Pakistan say they repeatedly feared they were about to die during the 16-hour ordeal despite attempts by their parents to reassure them over cell phones. Six children and two adults were pulled from the cable car in a daring rescue Tuesday. One of the youngest was grabbed by a commando attached to a helicopter by rope, while others were lowered to the ground in a makeshift chairlift constructed from a wooden bed frame and ropes. One student said Wednesday that the rescue was a miracle. Donald Trump will not be there, but his presence will be felt at tonight's Republican debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump has a commanding lead over the crowded field. His absence will give others a bigger share of the spotlight.
They get to show off a little bit.
But GOP strategist Ron Bongean says they won't be able to escape Trump's shadow and will most certainly be pushed to describe just how they're different from him.
They may deflect it, which would probably be the smart idea to do if you're not trying to tick off MAGA voters that are watching you.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has perhaps the most gain tonight, banking on a strong showing, cementing his status as Trump's top challenger, albeit far back in the polls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Temperatures in France at an all-time high for late summer on Tuesday, the weather authority said, as the country continues to swelter under a punishing heat wave. The nationwide average temperature over 24 hours at 27.1 degrees Celsius, Meteo France announced Wednesday, ahead of an expected peak in the August hot spell expected in the second half of the week. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.